I'd like to start by thanking the bridesmaids, who I think you'll agree looked absolutely smashing today. And only rightly outshone by our stunning bride, Shaw. Also, our handsome page boys, CJ, Lucas, James, who've done a great job in keeping us in order today. Apologise for my speech this afternoon, it's been a bit last minute. I was reliably informed earlier this week that if the groom did not show, the best man could stand in. I even paid the helicopter pilot to leave Steve on the rig in Brazil. But the resourceful clerk still made it back there. So it was back to the drawing board and a best speech for me. I have known Steve for many years now. I first got to know him through the rallying world, but our friendship has turned out to be a lot more than just rallying, although it still plays a big part in both our lives. I knew when Steve first told me he'd had a good recce in Wales that something exciting was on the cards. Then once I knew he was through the stage one, it seemed a certainty that he would make service today. All he has to do now is cruise through this last stage this afternoon and he can enjoy prize giving tonight. When I first met Shalon, my first impression was of a beautiful, witty, charming, clever, friendly, thoughtful person. But she was ruined this by agreeing to marry Steve. Although Steve is a truly lucky man today, Shalon is a wonderful girl and she deserves a great husband. Thank God you married her, Steve, before she found one. When they first got together, Shalon said to Steve, "We can't make love until we learn Welsh." Prostatin was his answer. Continuing on the same thing, it happened to be in reception last night when they arrived. The polite lady behind the desk realised who they were and said, "Bridal, sir. Now you're all right, I'll just hold her by the ears," was Steve's reply. I was having a quiet drink with Steve the other night and asked him what he wanted from this marriage. He said, "Well, I want to be a model husband, I want to be a model citizen." And he added with a cheeky grin, "I also want to be a model lover." Being the naive chap that I am, I looked up model in the dictionary. It said a small miniature replica of the real thing. It's great being here today. As I said, Steve has not only been a good friend over the years, but also the competition, and a talented driver he is too. But after all this time, it's great he's finally admitted that I am the best man. I was speaking to Shalon's dad earlier today, and he mentioned how quickly children grow up these days. He said that Shalon was young, he remembers sending to bed with a dummy. Oh, how history repeats itself. It's tradition for the best man to give some advice at this stage. Shalon, I'd like to give my advice to you. Remember that men are like a fine wine. They start off like grapes, and it's your job to relentlessly stamp on them in the dark until they turn into something you would like to have dinner with. Also remember, happy marriage is a relationship where one person will always be right, and the other is your husband. And something that every couple should remember, the moral to having a successful relationship is one good turn will get all the duvet. And finally, and probably most importantly, Shalon, I'm sure Isabel will back me up on this, that you may as well accept now that you'll never know or understand the mysteries of what goes on in Ivor's shed. Now, there's been a bit of confusion over where they were going on the honeymoon. Like many, I thought they were heading for sunnier parts, but I can confirm after talking to Steve this morning, they're heading back to North Wales. Or at least that's, I think, what he said when he said he was going to Bangor all weekend. Lastly, I would just like to say, hiding in Brazil will not get you out of the stag night. You won't get out putting your hands in your pockets that easily. There will be a stag night, and with no wedding to worry about afterwards, or me spilling the beans in my speech because I've got nothing better to say, it promises to be a hell of a night. On a more serious note, I would just like to say, Shalon, Steve's been a great friend to me, and I'm sure you'll be a great husband. I've known him for a long time now, good times and bad, and I can honestly say I've never seen him so happy. For that, I thank you. On behalf of the bride and groom, I'd like to thank everyone here for sharing their day, particularly those who've travelled long distances. I'd like to finish up by saying,